have 20 out on it.
I see. So a gee whiz then is really a smaller spring to
totally. Cool.
I see. Why would you use a gee whiz rather than a if you is this just for trying to after you've got the crop?
Well, they use double shovel. That's just two point on each one. Of
them. What's that called?
Double shovel.
I see.
Then it got to where they used a 4 foot, and it had 4 feet on it, not spring.
Uh-huh. Was a double shovel a spring tooth?
No, sir. Double shovel was just turned 2.11 ahead of the other a little, and this one filled this for a
left
corner.
Can you help him at pipe this minute?
Yeah.
It's awfully, sensitive, yeah. What do you call the things that on a wagon, you know, on a car, the two wheels are attached to, one on either end?
Axle.
Yeah. Now, when you're sawing wood, if you're sawing boards, you might put them up on a thing that's kind of an A-frame.
Sawhorse?
Yeah. And then, I don't know if they still use these much, but they did years ago. They were shaped like this. It was an X-frame. You put the log in there.
Yeah, I just call it a sawhorse.
Okay. Now, you might use a comb on your hair, or you might use a
brush.
Okay, when you do that, you say, I'm going to wet my hair. I'm going to...
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then something you use to sharpen a razor.
Comb.
Okay. Leather.
Yeah. Yes.
You call that a leather...
Comb.
Did you ever call anything else? They used to punish children, spank them with that. They take the razor, what to them?
Razor strap.
Yeah. All right. And you might call those things.
Home now is a rock, like, you know, and
yeah.
A razor strap's a different thing.
I see. Now, what about the hone is something you hold in your hand. Now, is there any other name you'd call for those? Call that those small rocks or stones that you can hold in your hand?
No, it's the hone, razor.
The wet. Call it a wet
whetstone.
Whetstone. What about now? When you're sharpening a knife with something with a treadle, you know, or it has a treadle.
Grindstone. We used to.
Yeah.
Shove it around.
Yeah. Know. Right. Something you put into a rifle, you might say a shell. You might in a shotgun you'd say a shell, but in a rifle you'd say a. You might call it a shell, which might call it something else.
A bullet.
Or a cart.
Yeah. Cartridge.
Yeah. Is a cartridge and a cartridge and a shell the same thing?
Yes, same thing.
And this is a piece of playground equipment. One child sits on either end and it goes up and down.
Seahorse.
Okay. And something that, did you ever see a limber plank, a long limber plank that was attached?
Springboard.
Yeah, the first person around here that's known that. It's just, what is that? Would you describe that for me?
Well, they fasten one end and then jump up and down on it. Spring, pitch you up, down you go.
I see. You stand on it or sit on it?
Stand on it, yeah. Oh,
okay. How about a homemade merry-go-round? You drive a peg into the ground and put a board down.
I don't know what to call that.
Okay. Or something that he might hang down from a tree and sit on.
Swing?
Yeah. And if kids are on a seesaw, a seahorse, and they're going up and down like this, what would you say they were doing?
Seahorse.
Yeah, if they're on a seahorse, you know, one's on either end and they're going up and down like
this. I don't remember now.
Use something like they're teetering or they're tilting or they're seesawing or
seesawing is all I ever heard.
Well, that's good.